Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we can't find to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Show the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. It's the date is 9/13/2021. And I want to say my Instagram, hello to Queens of Gold. You're right on Queens of Gold, all your queens. And also hello to politically, politically luckily. Okay, so you're lucky. No, we're not lucky. We are blessed. Right on, my sister. Thank you for joining us. Anyway, praise God from whom all blessings flow. We have to, I see everybody out there on the line and everybody calling in and everything. I'm shouting out all the people who survived 9/11. One of our subject matters and one of our topics is today, is and that'll be our second topic. We're going to talk about 9/11 just a little bit, okay, because where were you on 9/11? What were you doing on 9/11, and how did 9/11 affect you? That's going to be our second topic. Our first and foremost topic is going to be, where are we at here? Here we go. Yeah. Should we be against one another So should you be against the person if they didn't take the vaccine? And the person that did take the vaccine, should the person that hasn't taken it be against them? Because people are there, it's starting to be racism in the vaccine business. I mean, if you haven't taken the vaccine, then the people hate you that did take the vaccine. And then if you haven't taken the vaccine, they're hating on the people who have taken the vaccine. So is this a government conspiracy? Is this a premeditated conspiracy to keep people separated by using the whether you took the vaccine or you didn't take the vaccine, and now they're hating on each other, they're talking bad to each other, they're calling each other names? It's ridiculous. But we have to understand that it's a subliminal message that the government keeps sending out: take the vaccine, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. They're paying people to tell you to take the vaccine. They're paying people to tell you not to take the vaccine. It's just a ball of confusion, as the Temptations would say. I don't own the rights to that song, okay? But you are on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Now, listen, I'm on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And I'm also on Instagram Live on JusticeJonesJr.Eddie. JusticeJonesJr.Eddie on Instagram, okay, and I'm live, okay? So come on over to Instagram or come on over to Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, and on Instagram is JusticeJonesJr.Eddie, JusticeJonesJr.Eddie. And then, of course, we're live on blogtalkradio.com, and where the show is live every single Monday, and we don't miss a Monday. Holidays, we're still on, okay? Because we want to talk about the real deal Holyfield, and there's no smoking guns on our show. Okay, so without further ado, let's get our co-host in the studio right now, Brother Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer. What's up, co-producer Clarence M. Allen? Welcome to the show, brother. How are you? Brother Clarence, hello. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to my co-host, co-producers, especially good morning to all the listeners throughout the land and nation that listen to the number one world's greatest radio talk show, Jones Boss Talk Show. We're here every Monday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pastor Eddie, thank you for having me once again. Let's roll.
All right. Let's roll. It's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood, and I'm just so grateful to be on this Monday. We have some serious stuff to talk about here on the show, and this is a civil rights good morning. Good morning, Polita Wiltower, you. Good morning, Rail Robinson. What's going on, my brother? Right on. All the way from Detroit. Wow. I see. All right. Wow. I love Detroit. Matter of fact, I love Motown. I love Berry Gordy, and I'm just going to send a shout-out to Sherry Gordy, Berry Gordy, the late Robert Gordy, who's been on my show a bunch of times, and to all the Gordy family, shout out to Detroit, Hitsville, hey, wonderful, yeah. And I'm just so happy to have. Let's see if I can get this. He waved. Let's see. There you go. All right, on Instagram, I'm Justice Jones Jr. Eddie on Instagram. So you can listen in on Instagram and on Facebook Live. I'm Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. So I just want to say, again, we have some interesting stuff going on. Let's see, a caller in, I believe this is my sister Vera Jones. Call in the 323-615 area code. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's my sister Vera Jones with Health
and Wellness.
Yes,
it is. Sister. How are you? Good morning to you, all the co-hosts, all the listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I want to send a big shout out. I want to send another big shout out to Queens with Goals, who are, they're doing wonderful things. My cousin Angela, who is the CEO and the president of Queens with Goals, who has a mentoring program for young ladies in the community, and they do great things. They give out school supplies to the kids. They give out stuff to the women that are homeless. They do a lot of things. They take the mentees on trips. It's a beautiful thing. So if you get a chance, check out Queens with Goals. Just go on Facebook and click on Queens with Goals, and you can find out what they're doing. Maybe you might want to get involved. Maybe you might want to join and help out or be a mentor or a mentee. It's up to you. And so, hey, Vera, I'm sure you have some good for us for health and wellness today, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, I'm looking forward to health and wellness because, you know, people got to stay in shape, keep their immune system up, keep their heart rate right, their liver, their kidneys and spleen, and everything going on with the human anatomy needs to be properly taken care of. I want to send a shout out to Memphis, Tennessee, all the way up in Memphis, Tennessee. Good morning, my sister Zola out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining the show today. I appreciate you. And I wonder how the weather is out there right now, all the way out there in Memphis, Tennessee. And Memphis, Tennessee, that's where Elvis Presley's house is at. That's where the Lorraine Hotel is, where Dr. Martin Luther King was murdered, which I've been there before. And that's also where B.B. King's famous downtown area is in downtown in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've been there, too. And let's go to my daughter, Tawana Jones. Good morning, Tawana Jones. Good morning. Wait. Oh, what happened here? Okay. Let's see, there you are. Okay. Good morning, Tawana Jones. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dad, and good morning to Aunt Vera, and good morning to Clarence. I just want to say I love you all. God bless you. To Professor Rings, Cousin V, to our cousins, Shamonica and Brenda. I love you, God. Or is it, yeah. I'm sorry, Brenda. Brandy, I'm so sorry. And happy belated birthday to Aunt Brenda. I love you.
Amen.
Happy Monday, everybody. God bless. Love you. And welcome, everybody.
Good morning, Solana. Cousin V says she's listening to the show. She'll be on in a little while. And I definitely, you know, we're going to talk about my cousin Shamonica's hair products and her beauty salon in Lufkin, Texas, and her beauty supplies. I'm going to shout her out. We're going to talk about Sarah Stevens. She is a Republican running for the governor's seat, okay? And she wants to outdo Larry Elder, and Larry Elder wants to outdo Governor Newsom. So we got to talk about it because in Long Beach, California today, President Biden and Governor Newsom is going to be in Long Beach, California today. They're headed to the colleges first down in Sacramento. They'll be at Sacramento at the state capitol, and then they're going to talk to some college students, and they'll be over in Long Beach, California today. If you want to find out more about it, I'll try to get the information to you shortly. But President Biden and Governor Newsom will be in Long Beach, California today, working their way towards Los Angeles, California. And there's going to be some rallies going on there. There's going to be some Democrats there. There's going to be some Republicans there. There's going to be some fireworks there. How about that? Without further ado, let's get in our professor, none other than the wonderful, phenomenal Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, a phenomenal Pastor Jones, and also to our phenomenal co-host. Good morning to Clarence. Good morning to Lana. Good morning, Dr. Granny V, and to all of our listeners. It's always a wonderful, wonderful way to start our Monday off, and let's just buckle up and get ready for the ride. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Professor Reams.
All right.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And, yesterday my sermon was about the mark of the beast, which came out of Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And it says that in that particular scripture, it says that you will end up taking the mark of the beast, or you won't be, it'll either go on your forehead or in this part of your hand right here, the meaty part of your hand between your finger and your thumb. And if you don't take that mark of the beast, whether they brand it on there or put a chip in there, however they do it, you won't be able to buy or sell goods. You won't be able to go and get the things you need. And we've been talking about this for the last 4 or 5 weeks because it's coming. It's already here. But the question is, are you ready for it? Are you ready? I want to send a shout out to my sister, Shirley Allen. Hello, sister. Good morning, everybody. Everybody, just shout out Shirley Allen. Just say good morning, Shirley Allen. Everybody, just give a big shout out.
Good morning,
Shirley.
Good morning, Shirley Allen. Good morning.
All right, all right. We're just shouting you out. You know, I want to send a big shout-out to Diamond Carter, who's out there working hard every day in the streets, you know, doing civil rights work, helping to keep down the murders and the killings in the community, the black-on-black crime, the black-on-brown crime, and any other kind of crime. So I send a big shout-out to Diamond Carter this morning. Also, too, we don't want to forget this, you guys. We're going to talk about it. What were you doing on 9/11? Where were you at on 9/11, and how did 9/11 affect you? We know it happened 20 years ago. We know we saw, you know, the different things that transpired. I even watched a movie, the movie is about flight. I forgot what the flight number was, but it was the flight that crashed out there by the state capitol. They actually fought before they died to stop the terrorists from doing whatever they were going to do. They meant to crash that plane into a building, but because of the people on the airplane taking every inch of muscle and strength in their body to stop them, the plane did not hit the Capitol building. It actually landed. It crashed in the field. And everyone on board, of course, you know, they passed away. I saw that movie, and it's still the tearjerker for me. The reality of 9/11, it has let America know that we are vulnerable to any other country in the world. The element of surprise always wins. And boy, were we surprised on 9/11. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Yeah, you know, get ready for President Biden and Governor Newsom to be in Long Beach, California today. They'll be there talking about voting. And everybody has a right to vote, and everybody has a right to vote for who they want to vote for. And that's really extremely very, very important. And so meanwhile, I want to shout out someone right now. Let's talk a little bit about Sarah Stevens, who is running for governor. She's been on my radio show a couple of times. She's a Republican. We asked her, why does she want to get Governor Newsom out of his seat? Anyway, they have what they call a Republican welcoming committee for Biden on September 13th at 5 p.m. And the Patriots are arriving at 4:30 p.m. The private event starts at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's going to be at 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California. Write this down if you're interested in going. It's going to be 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California, 90808. Tell your friends. If you want to meet President Biden and you want to meet Governor Newsom and you want to ask him a question or you want to talk to him, this is your opportunity. And do believe Secret Service will be there. The CIA will be there. The FBI and the DEA, too, and every other entity of government will be there at 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California, 90808. That's where President Biden and Governor Newsom will be today. And, yes, I will be there. Yes, I will. And, of course, a lot of the candidates will be there also that are running for governor. They want to try to confront Governor Newsom. But, however, there will be crowd control and if you get out of hand, control, okay? So which one? Don't pick either one of them, okay? Don't pick crowd control. You don't want to be messing around with that. And then getting your own self in trouble control, okay? Don't do that either, okay? Because you're going to end up in jail. So if you're coming over here to act crazy and try to attack Governor Newsom or anybody out there, don't do it, okay? Just don't do it. Well, without further ado, I just really, really quick, I want to go to our political professional, our social justice professional, and also our professor, none other, who is a real professor who teaches at a real university, who knows real stuff about everything we're talking about. Professor Reams, please take the floor and tell me what you think about what's going to happen today with Governor Newsom and President Biden coming to Long Beach, California today, please.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now, I'm going to also share a little bit of my bias because, of course, I've been working with dealing with postcards on no on recall as well as doing tweaking, sending texting and also phone calls and all the things. And so this was a laid-out strategy that Governor Newsom had way back in April, because it was in 2019, the moment that he got elected, that the recall began. And there are tapes and things of folks already having chanting. right after the governor won his election. So this had been a laid out plan way, way out in advance, because otherwise it wasn't just something that happened. It was also in the works. Now, the thing that had occurred was, of course, we were faced with a pandemic. And this is, and Governor Newsom had always been, and along with Jerry Brown, a foil to President Trump and his policies. And even when we had sanctuary cities, that was the fight that went on. So this was heavily an issue of revenge that was going on. So when Joe Biden got elected, of course, through the help of California, and the recall was now in the minds of the opposition, then it seemed as though that there was something that was connected to it. And so, rightfully so, you had the RNC and you had also the other groups, and things come up. Now, of course, rightfully so, there are things that hadn't occurred, especially under Jerry Brown. And, of course, Governor Newsom then took on the additional information and a task of trying to put forth some policies. So because of that, it was the major focus was to see what we can do. And then the pandemic happened. And that meant that what was not happening on the federal side was definitely going to be had to be compensated for the governor's side. So a lot of restrictions had to be placed down, rightfully so, as I've mentioned before. We're located in a belated area where I wouldn't be talking to you now if the measures hadn't been taken, because what has always been happening is that with my babies, every time they get sick, I also get sick as well. So it's one of those things where the plan was, once it was known that there was going to be a recall effort in April, that's when the tweeting and also the texting and also the social media and all these other things began, as slowly but surely. If early on in April, May, you saw where the polls were at 56%, and then there was a big divide. But then during the summer, it closed up to where it was neck and neck. And that really was a wake-up call, because it wasn't going to be business as usual for the Democrats. They had to now mobilize. And that was going to be issue, because there just wasn't enthusiasm enough, because people were still angry at the restrictions that were placed on. And yes, the $600 came in. And yes, that the restrictions were removed and we opened up everything, especially when he had his meeting at the Universal Studios. But still, there was contention that a lot of the small businesses were affected by it. It was very restrictive. Students and families were just tired of being at home. People were tired of wearing masks, and rightfully so. We had gotten to a point where things were becoming normal. So why are we keeping these restrictions up? And then, of course, the mm-hmm. do as I say but not as I do scenario came up when he didn't have a mask on a separate at the French restaurant. But the major right. focus was if that was used as a way to anger people more. So what you're seeing now is the idea that as I even expressed to him, because I even wrote a letter to President Biden, pleading with him to come out along with Kamala Harris, which, I don't know if I had anything to do it, but I think a lot of people thought that would be the best thing. The plan was, first we find out who's involved and who's involved with the recall. Next step was to heavily encourage people to vote, get ballots out, make it easy for people to vote, having lock boxes that were there and drop boxes available. I know that within the first time someone was over, my family all voted, and we also got acknowledged that our votes had already been received. And then the next step was towards the end, don't take anything for granted. Keep going out in the field, keep promoting, keep going out and doing these speeches. And so the final thing was to have both Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Ted Lieu, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Representative Lee, as well as Maxine Waters, and also all of the assembly members to talk up the no on the recall. And so the final culminating thing was to have Kamala Harris out last Wednesday when she came out, and then the final was have Joe Biden to come out, and we're at the bottom of the night see if Uncle Joe can hit a home run to get people out to vote right before the day of the election. And so this is what you're seeing. And so it'll be a good, you know, as you're saying, Secret Service and FBI and also State Capitol Police, you know, the Federal Capitol Police are also out here. So they're not playing. And the National Guard, who Gavin Newsom also controls, will be out here too to make sure that all of these visits run smoothly so that he can make his point. And just as Uncle Joe did by, you know, and I love the fact that, remember, he was at Doolin's frying chicken. He kept his word. He's out here, and he's doing what it is. And when you're out here, I hope that you see Greg Doolin out there, or you see him in Los Angeles, because I think he's missed out on a few menus for a while. I guess he got busy being president. He still needs to get out there and cook that chicken. So don't be surprised to see that Greg says, "Oh, well, you're back. Well, we still have work for you to do. So get in that fryer and just make these meals out." So that's been the plan of action. And so we'll knock on wood, because I always say, yes, everything seems to be going in a different direction. But come election day, even Gavin Newsom mentioned when he was talking to us, he says, look, this is still a numbers game. You know, guys like me come and go, but it's one of the things where we have to have the folks show up, because that's what it comes to. If we all show up, then things are fine. If we don't, then we're in trouble. But it's also one thing to remember as well is, as I've mentioned last week, even if another candidate gets in, they're considered lame duck because they have 15 months to do something, or one or two or three things, and don't. And as I said, the legislature is already ready to veto anything that seems like it's going to turn things left on that. So then they have to get ready to go through the election process. But then that means that once we've seen what the person can do, bet your bottom dollars that then the Democrats are going to come back with a stronger candidate and try to defeat that person for the next election. So that has been the plan of action in light of everything. Now, one thing that I do stress firmly, which I also had emailed to the governor and some of the whether this and that, I hope not, it says, look, you have some grievances that you're still having to deal with. And if you're planning on going for a re-election, now you've got to address those within 15 months because you could still get voted out. So this is where we're I tell all of us, our kingdom citizens, or prayer warriors and all these other things, and also you, Pastor Jones, as well as with Earl Afari Hutchinson, now is a good time to if we get through this and he's still the governor, you can now have that, you know, let's have this coming to Jesus meeting on things that we need to discuss, things that are troubling us, and that you need to address those within the next 15 months before the election. And this would officially, after he gets through this, start his reelection campaign. So you've provided that he gets voted in. So that's why, you know, I'm very cautious about what will happen tomorrow. But this is the plan of action. And as Uncle Joe did say, he was going to come to Long Beach. And he was also going to go to Los Angeles. And he was going to keep coming out here just to make his point clear. And they have done exactly that as part of the strategy. And so, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Professor Reeves, our very own professor, who brings you the real deal, Holyfield. There are no smoking guns on our show. Hey, that was amazing. Now, look, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And if we don't exercise our rights, we're either going to stand up for something, but we can end up falling for anything. This is your time to vote. If you haven't voted yet, I'm begging you to exercise your rights. Because people died for you to have the right to vote. People were hung, castrated. Their voting ballots were thrown in the trash. Come on. This is your time. If you want Governor Newsom still in office, jump out there right now. If you don't want them in office, still vote. But you use your exercise your right, your alienated right to vote, your civil rights, your constitutional right, your human right, your right. Exercise it. Use it. Use it with authority. Use it with power. Now, for those who want to know, oh, shout out to my people on Facebook, Gloria Majors. Good morning, Gloria Majors. Good morning, Edie Way. Good morning. Good morning, Diamond Carter again. Good morning, everybody, and Felita Wilson and everybody on there. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. And to all the people that's on, good morning, Cousin V. Cousin V, good morning. Everybody, shout out. And Sarah Jones all the way up there. Sarah Jones in Texas and Cousin V Sarah Jones in Texas and Cousin V in Texas. What's going on, you guys? How you guys doing? And Diamond Carter, we know that you out there working. What's up, Ira Tillman, my buddy? Shamanica Bell, good. I'm so glad. It's time for the Shamanica commercial. What's up, Cousin Shamanica Bell? Well, good morning, good morning. She said good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Ira, what's up, buddy? You got to come on. You have a book that you wrote. I need you to come on the show, and let's talk about your new book next Monday. Ira Tillman, a good friend of mine. We graduated from Dorsey, went to high school together, and, you know, we both were doing gymnastics at that time. I can't even do a gymnastics move at all right now. I'll leave it all up to Simone Biles. She's the greatest in the whole wide world. She's the greatest in the world. Yes, Shamanica Bell, it's time for a commercial. So quick, go on Instagram, Shamanica, but you're already on Facebook Live, so you can see it here. But my Instagram page is justicejonesjr.eddie, justicejonesjr.eddie on Instagram, okay? And I see my people on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for joining. You sent a request to go live on video. Okay, let's see. I want to get your – there you go. All right, so now. All right, but anyway, Shamanica Bell has a wonderful shop, and it's in Lufkin, Texas. And if you haven't been there, you need to go there. Hey, wait, you're live. You're live, Shirley. Let's take you. Hey, how you doing there? You're live. We're gonna turn that back off. How do we do that?
Open on Monday at 9 o'clock, and I'm
to okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, there we go. There we go. It's off. All right, now, Shamanica Bell's giving $100 away. She's giving away $100, and let me tell you how that goes. Earn a free entry with our $100 giveaway by making a store purchase. All you got to do is go to her store and purchase something. And she has great products, and I'm going to show you. I'm using them right now. And look at my hair. My hair has grown just out of the short time I've used it. I'm not kidding. Okay, this right here is the growth serum right here. All right, there it is right there. You see it on Instagram. You see it on Facebook. There it is right there, the growth serum right there. You need to use these hair products. Okay, if your hair won't grow and you want it to grow, this is the right stuff, and I'm using it every day, and it's working, okay? And then, of course, as you can see, I said, tell people that I'm going to let my beard grow in right now. So I got my little goatee going on, you know, it's all lined up and everything. But I couldn't do that without this, the beard oil. The beard oil is right here. It's on Instagram right now. I'm showing it to everybody. And now I'm going to show you on Facebook. There it is right there. You need to get the beard oil and – thank you, Cousin Shamanica, for sending it to me. And for you ladies who like to keep your edges controlled, you want to keep your edges controlled, then you need edge control. Bam, there it is right there. You see it, edge control? And all these are by my cousin Shamanica Bell, and it really works, okay? All of her products really work, and I'm telling you now, look out all you other hair products because this is thebomb.com. Okay, it really, really works. And I'm using it right now. You know, in places where I couldn't even get my hair to grow, it's growing. Okay, I'm okay. Everybody knows, I'm not ashamed to say it, I'm 62 years old as of July 23rd. And you know, normally when you get that age, your hair starts falling out and thinning out. Well, my hair is growing and it's getting thicker. So I'm telling you right now, you need to use those products. Now let's tell you how can you, okay, here it is. The address, wait, let me make sure I get this right. Okay, I'm going to get the address for you. Now, 704 Andrews Avenue, Lufkin, Texas. Zip code is 75901. Okay, so, now, or you could go to styles.com/i/Shamanica Bell. Okay, did you get that? If you want to go to the website and check it out, go styles.com/i /ShamanicaBill, okay? And, again, the address is 704 Andrews Avenue, Lufkin, Texas. And if you want to order some stuff, then go to there and you can order it, and she'll get it out to you the next day. My stuff, like, came overnight, okay? Thank you so much, ShamanicaBill. And I'm shouting her out, and I love her very much. She's my first cousin, my cousin. And a shout-out to Brenda Jones and Linda Jones and all the Jones family out there in Texas, all the Jones family in Chicago, and all the Jones family everywhere. So I'm shouting you out. And Sarah Jones. What's up, Cousin Sarah Jones? Thank you for joining us. We got to get one of your famous cakes. And nobody knows how great your cakes are. And Brandy Jones. Our family has some skills, but I'm not kidding. We got cake makers. We got chefs. We have inventors, all kinds of wonderful family members. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want to shout out my brother Eric Jones who joined us. Christina, I want to shout you out. Miss Lynn, I want to shout you out right now. I'm waving at you on Instagram. And, boy, I tell you, what a mighty God we serve. Now, let's get into one of our topics in our subject matters this morning. I wanted to shout out my cousin, ShamanicaBill, out there in Texas. And I will be in Texas really soon, and I'm going over to the shop. That's for real. I'm going to make it over to the shop. Let's see. I want to share one more thing with you. Let's see if I can find this. Oh, by the way, she also has in her new beauty supply store that just opened up recently, they have do-rags. So if you need a do-rag, guys and girls, go on over to the shop at Shamanica's at Lucky's. It's called Lucky's in Lufkin, Texas. You could Google it. You could look it up. You could go on Facebook. You can look it up and just Google any of the information you need and reach out and get what you need. You know, don't forget the beard oil right here, the beard oil. Bam, let's get that on there. The beard oil again and the growth oil right here for your hair. Bam, there it is right there. Okay, there it is on Instagram too. And last but not least, the edge control to control your edges. So there we go. You want to control your edges? There it is right there. All right, and I'm going to be shouting this out every single week on our show. And what's up, James Hudson, my brother? Okay, Brother James, I will let you know when I'm in Texas. And Brother James Hudson, we want to shout him out. He did a documentary on a young man that was shot and killed by a rogue police officer, and he did a play about it, and it was amazing. I watched it online. It was amazing. So check out James Hudson, who's always doing great things. He's also a civil rights activist in his own right who is fighting for the rights of people. Oh, Cousin V said that Southwest has $59 flights. Okay, so but don't forget they charge you so much for your luggage now. the first bag they said is free, but the second bag is $199.9. So I'm just letting you know, when you go on these airlines with these real good deals, they get you with the luggage. So make sure you pack light, okay? Travel light. For those who know what that means, travel light. Anyway, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We're on blogtalkradio.com if you want to go to blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions. Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions. And then you can look at the pictures and you'll be online with the show. Now, if you want to see me on Facebook Live, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, along with James Hudson, Veronica, Felita Wilkes, Gloria Majors, and everybody else who's on here right now. Thank you guys so much. And then or you can get me on Instagram at justicejonesjr.eddie. justicejonesjr.eddie on Instagram. So, and we've been shouting everybody out. Want to shout out Natural, my sister. Hey, Taisha, how are you? What's going on? Love you. You know, thanks for the hearts and the love. Everybody who sends out hearts and love, thank you very much. Want to talk about a very, very sensitive topic right now. There seems to be some racism with the vaccine. Racism with the vaccine. The ones who have taken the shots are hating on the ones who haven't taken the shot, and the ones who haven't taken the shots have been hating on the ones who have taken the shot. Hey, good morning, Virginia. How are you? God bless you, Evangelist Virginia. God bless you, Minister Terry Herbert. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for coming aboard. It's getting out of hand. The people who have taken a shot are hating on, are hating on people who have taken the shot. So, nobody wants COVID-19. And some people, a lot of people know that if you've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, you can still get COVID-19. Wake up, everybody. Stop your sleeping in bed. There's no time for playing. It's time for thinking ahead. All right? So we have to recognize and realize we're in a situation. Do we have time to be hating each other and using racism with vaccines? If you haven't taken the vaccine, I hate you. And if you have taken the vaccine, I hate you. And now we're against each other. Is this a premeditated conspiracy by the government to separate people? Because it seems like it is, because it's getting out of control. I mean, I hear people talking about people who haven't taken the vaccine like they robbed a bank. You know, you can't make anybody do anything. You can make a suggestion. Matter of fact, some people can't take the vaccine because they have pre-existing medical conditions. Some people have allergies. Some people have blood problems. Some people have oxygen problems. Some people have whatever kind of problem it might be. They're not medically fit to take that particular vaccine. Are you going to hate them too because they can't take it because they have a health issue? No, not the hating. Stop it. Now let's go to our panel. But before I go to our panel, Shamanika Bill just sent me an info. What's up, Amy Bishop? What's up, Amy? Amy, I send my love to you. I send my love to you and your family. And we're going to talk about asymptomatic, because a lot of people don't understand that an asymptomatic person can be a carrier and they don't even know. You don't even know. Who knows? And that's why they were getting down on people with these fake COVID-19 cards, because what if you have COVID-19 and you have a fake card and you go in there and you infect everybody else because you're using a fake card? Let's get real, y'all. That's why they have the bracelet now with the chip in it. This is my iPhone watch right here, okay? This has a chip in it. This is why it knows your blood pressure, your heart rate, and everything. So if they can invent this, they've been invented the bracelet with the chip in it to tell whether you took the vaccine or not. It's out. They're using it, okay? And there was a person that was debating that, and I'm like, look, we're not here to debate it. We're just here to share. Some people want to hear this information. Whether it sounds far-fetched to some people, you know, it just, remember, when Noah told people that he was building an ark, because they laughed at Noah. They laughed at him. They said, you're building an ark for what? He said, it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. And they kept laughing and drinking and having sex and having a good time and fighting and whatever they were doing. But when it started raining, they were still doing it. But the second week when it was raining, they started knocking on the door. Excuse me, Noah. Noah, my buddy. What's up, my buddy? Hold me. Let me in, homie. You know, and he said, no, God told me not to open this door. Okay? So I'm telling you about something that's the future and reality, and I'm telling you like Noah told the people, it's getting ready to rain. And when it starts raining, you need to have some cover. And if you don't have cover, you're going to end up drowning in the water. So we don't want that to happen. I want to shout this out real quick. If you want to write the beauty salon, Shamanika Bill, or you want to go there, it's Lucky's Beauty Supply, Lucky's Beauty Supply, 102 Hoskins, Hoskins Avenue, Lufkin, Texas, zip code 75901. So that's Lucky's Beauty Supply at 102 Hoskins Avenue, Lufkin, Texas, 75901. Okay, did you guys get that? If you didn't, I'm going to say it one more time. Blessed day to you too, Amy, and your entire family. Thank you for your support. We love you. We support you with the love for your family. Whenever you need me, I'm always there. All you got to do is reach out and call me, Amy. You know we're there, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, where we do civil rights work in the community. We're always there for our community members, and that's until God calls me home. Okay, that's never going to stop. Okay, that will carry on forever. What's up, Hare? What's up, Hare and Shirley? Hi to Ivy and Anita. Hello, Ivy. Hello, Anita. How are you? I'm shouting you out on the show live right now. None other than the CEO and president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the CEO and president of the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're shouting you out, Ivy and Anita, right now. And what's up? Hey, how y'all doing everywhere? Good morning, Minister Terry Herbert. Beautiful family. We love you. We love Minister Terry Herbert. She does so many wonderful things. What a great woman of God. We're just so honored and happy to have you on right now. And everybody that's on Facebook Live and everybody that's on, what's up, my brother, Pastor E. Hamilton? What's going on, man? God bless you, Pastor E. Hamilton. Okay, let's get into our subject matter and our topic right now, which is, you know, do you hate on somebody? Adrian, what's up, Adrian Wells? How are you? Do you hate on somebody because they took the vaccine, or do you hate on someone because they did not take the vaccine? Let me tell you, this is a sensitive topic. I was on another show. I was asked to host another show on Thursday, and it turned on fire. It was fire in the room because person that had not took the shot were hating on other people that did take the shot, and everything that we were saying on the show, they were trying to say that it wasn't true and this, that, and the other. And I, like I told him, I said, we're not searching for truth right now. We're just searching for information. We don't want the information to fall on deaf ears. Let the people who receive the information put it in perspective with how they feel about life. You know, that's just like me telling you to go vote for somebody. I can't tell you who to vote for. I can just tell you to go vote. And then you'll choose whether the information is good for you or it's not. And if it's not good for you, you're going to be in trouble. And if you do have an open mind and you listen, that's right. That's right. So it's not my right to judge anybody. That's what Adrian Walls just said on Facebook Live. I hear you. Please, if you're on Facebook Live and you have an opinion about this, please type it out and share it with me so I can share it with the listeners who are listening on Instagram and listening on Blog Talk Radio too and or Facebook Live. I want you guys to get into a chat right here on Facebook Live and get into a chat also on Instagram and start chatting and tell a friend. Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Should people who haven't taken the vaccine be hating on people who have taken the vaccine and vice versa? Should the people who have not taken the vaccine be hated on because they haven't taken it? Go ahead, Clarence M. Allen. Take the floor, my brother.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Well, before we even got to this point in life, we already had hate. This country was built on hate. Hate is one of the evil spirits in our society today where if something isn't most people way, they hate because people does things another way. You know, we're not looking at the beast, the men behind the curtain, the pharmaceutical companies and the corporations that put this deadly disease out here. You know, right now we're facing the times of our lives where if you don't take this vaccine, you're subject to die. So when we look at this, Pastor Eddie, and then when you look at the scientists behind medicine, these doctors, these professors, they are saying immunize yourself. But no one is telling the public how to immunize themselves without this vaccine. You know, there are certain foods we can eat. There are certain things we can take to build the body system to withstand anything that can come before us. So when you have one side for the mask, one side for the vaccine, one side against the vaccine, one side against the mask, it's almost back to the times like the Civil War, you know. So
we have
discrimination against people who don't get the vaccine, and it goes back to the beginning of the show when you spoke upon the beast and getting the mark of the beast. This vaccine is just the beginning of getting the mark of the beast. This vaccine card is just the beginning of showing proof that you've been vaccinated. So that's like analog area. But this vaccine is digital. This is digital health technology. So say, for instance, if you go in and out of store and you take something without paying for it, that buzzer go off, this vaccine, those micro electrons in there, the micro technology. So if you go in and out of the store or go past, say, the TSA, it will be able to let them know have you been vaccinated or not. So now we have the governor, the president, and people saying, well, You cannot work unless you're vaccinated. You will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to go to events unless you're vaccinated. So this is a big hot topic that you have opened up. Pastor Eddie, I appreciate you bringing this to the attention, and thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. Let's give Brother Clarence M. Allen a big hand for that wonderful information that he just shared with us.
Amen,
guess what?
Clarence.
This ain't no,
right on
amen.
It.
Amen. You're right on point, brother. You're right on point. This ain't no joke, y'all. This ain't no joke. This is real. This is the real deal, Holyfield. Wait, we got a caller. Oh, it's Linda. Let's get Linda on the show. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the show all the way out there from Oregon. How are you today, Linda?
I'm stressed, but I won't go into it.
Everybody say good morning to Linda.
Before I can get on the show. What?
Everybody tell Linda we love her. We love you, Linda. Everybody tell Linda you love her.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Regulate that stress. You don't have to stress. It's a part of your daily challenge.
Yeah. Okay. You want to
Well,
share
everybody
a poem?
Can hear you all over. You're being heard all over the world. You're being heard all over the United States of America, Linda. So, you know, we even the people that are online are sending you love right now. So, yes, they're all sending you love right now. Hairstylists, we send you love, hairstylists. Also, really quick, you guys, if you want to go to Shamonica's Facebook page, go to Lucky's Beauty Supply, Lucky Hair by Monica. That's her page. Check out her page. Lucky's Beauty Supply, Lucky Hair by Monica. Okay, check that out. Okay, now let's get back on our subject matter. I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Tell us why. Why would people hate on each other? Because why would the person, if you didn't take the vaccine, the person that did take the vaccine is hating on you? And then if you did, that person's hating on them. Take the floor, Vera. Tell us what you think.
Well, I feel that there should not be any hate whatsoever, that everyone has their own experience, to each his own, and no one can live their life for anyone else because guess what? That body is already taken. So we have to live our life and do what is best for ourselves and for our family.
Wow.
Amen.
You know, thank you so much, Vera. Amy Bishop Cathouse. Who's in I think she's in Atlanta. In the media, we don't hear much about those that are vaccinated, experience side effects, including death. We only hear and take it. Take it. It can save your life. How about sharing both the pros and cons so that people can make the best decision for themselves? And you're so right, Amy. Listen, people are not talking about how people are dying from the vaccine. They don't tell you that. They tell you how many people are dying if they don't take the vaccine, but they don't tell you how many people are dying because they did take the vaccine. And I can name some names of some people I know for a fact that died that had the vaccine. Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer who's in the hospital right now, took the vaccine, and he's in critical condition. The basketball player, ex-basketball player for the Lakers, he's in the hospital with COVID-19, and he had the shot. There's a lot of people that are having side effects from the shot. People are taking the shot and they're getting the shakes. People are taking the shots and they're getting blood clots. People are taking the shot. They're not telling you about that. Heart conditions. So, but that's why we open up and talk about it. And on Instagram, we have a spreading the sickness. Wait. People hate because they think we are spreading the sickness. But I've seen a video who are sick and dying from the vaccine. Right. People are sick and dying from the vaccine. Thank you, hairstylist on Instagram. What's up, It's Too Smooth? What's up, son? How you doing? Good morning to you, son. Everybody coming in on Instagram, thank you so much. And my Instagram page is justicejonesjr.eddie. Okay, justicejonesjr.eddie. Instagram is the new way to get all your information out. There's so much stuff on Instagram. And on Facebook Live, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. This is so amazing because I'm getting comments on both sides. I'm getting comments from Facebook Live. I'm getting comments on Instagram. And it's so important because people are taking the vaccine and they're dying. People are taking the vaccine and they're in the hospital. People are taking the vaccine and they're having health issues. So, you know, that's why I said certain people can't take the vaccine. They have pre-existing conditions. If you have pre-existing conditions, how can you Okay, so Zola Flowers from Memphis, Tennessee says, we live in a world where everything seems to be upside down, a world where what used to be right is now wrong, and what was once wrong is now accepted as being right. Years ago, when someone gave you their word, you could take it to the bank. But wait a minute, she has more here. Hold on. Okay. you could take it to the bank. Now it better be recorded or notarized and have a lot of witnesses. What happened? What changed? Sometimes telling truth can really hurt, but God commands that we as his people should always do the right things. We should do the right things. Thank you so much, Zola, from Memphis, Tennessee. Appreciate your comment. Felita Wills from Los Angeles, California says, we love you. No need for stress. God is always with you, and keep the faith in him. And that message went out to Linda. That was from Facebook Live. Linda, that message goes to you right now. Evangelist Virginia Valentine says she's sending love from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello, Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Louisiana. Hopefully things are getting much better out there in Louisiana with the floods and everything, and I hope that the Red Cross, I know they're there, and FEMA, I'm sure they're there too, and the National Guards, and they're helping out. All right. Well, anyway, okay. Oh, yeah. Facebook, sometimes the feed on Facebook goes in and out, but on Instagram, it's not going in and out. It's staying there. So if you want to come over to Instagram, just go to justicejonesjr.eddie on Instagram, because you know how Facebook is. You start talking about the truth, they want to cut you out, okay? Especially if you're talking about your civil rights, your constitutional rights, and your human rights. With that being said, I want to go over to, wait a minute, hold on, let's see. Okay, we have a caller in the 323-338 area code. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Caller in the 323-338 area code. How are you today?
Finding yourself, Pastor Jones. This is Pastor Wilson. Doing fine.
Pastor Terry Wilson. Oh, Pastor Terry Wilson, it's such an honor to have you on this morning. It's a pleasure. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Terry Wilson at Good News Missionary Baptist Church on 2nd Avenue in Vernon in Los Angeles, California.
Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning, Pastor
good
Terry
morning.
Wilson.
I like
yes.
the title of
good
your
morning.
Church.
Good morning, Pastor
good morning.
Wilson.
Good morning,
now, Pastor
everyone.
Wilson. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, Pastor Wilson, have you been listening to this very in-depth topic and of people who have taken the vaccine are hating on people who haven't taken the vaccine, and people who haven't are hating on the ones who have, which is a form of racism when it comes to the vaccine. What's up, Brandy, all the way in Texas? Want to hear, Cousin Brandy, I love you, and your takes, too. I want to hear your opinion, Pastor. Take the floor, man. What do you feel, Pastor?
I have just tuned in, but I was, believe it or not, before I made the call, I was talking to a minister friend of mine, and I was talking to him about how the church has become divided behind the vaccine. And
yes,
it's not any longer whether or not we sit together, whether or not do you know Jesus, are you living a holy life, are you being faithful to your wife? Those are not the conversations. The conversation now is, have you had the vaccination? Because if you had not had the vaccination, I don't want to be around you. And so, yes, it has divided us. It is, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm seeking the Lord on how to deal with this. It seems like the wheat are being separated from the tare. There are some things that are taking place. The goats are being separated from the sheep. And so this vaccine has really taken a toll on us. It has people afraid. This COVID-19 has us afraid, fearful, and confused. People are being confused behind it. And so, and we know fear torments, fear enslaves you. And so this is just, I'm just seeing what the end is going to be like. So
yeah, Pastor,
Pastor
Wilson, Pastor Wilson, excuse me for interrupting you. Everybody right now, we're going to stop for a second. Rosie Grace just hit me up on Facebook, and this is exactly what Rosie said. Good morning, everyone. Asking for prayers, family, to have my health fully restored. I tested positive for COVID-19 nearly 3 weeks ago. It left me with a really bad anxiety due to the fact that I had lost my sense of smell, which is gradually coming back, and I just want to feel whole again. So, Pastor Wilson, can we stop and pray for anybody? We're going to pray for Rosie, too, but we're going to pray for Rosie first. But can we pray for anybody who's dealing with COVID-19 right now? Because it is really, really serious. And so far, I want you to know, 4,600,999 people have died around the world from COVID-19 as of this day. As of this day. So without further ado, if you have a prayer request, no matter what your prayer request is right now, just start thinking it and sending it up to God right now. Because God is blessing people with seen and unseen blessings. And he's doing it. And I believe it and we receive it right now. So without further ado, whatever your prayer request is, just start sending it up to Jesus right now. Sending it up to God right now. And then leave it at the altar with God and watch a miracle take place. Amen. Pastor Wilson, please take the floor. Share a prayer with us. People are dying from COVID-19.
Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you, Lord God, because of who you are. Father, we know it's you that has created us and not we ourselves. Lord, we come to you thanking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord God, you've been merciful. You haven't dealt with us according to our sins. You've been graceful. You have shown favor. You've been loving. You've sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God. So we come to you this morning, Lord God, asking you for continuous mercy. We know your mercies are new every morning, Lord God, but we thank you for Jesus because with Jesus we have eternal life. Lord God, we understand because the body dies, it does not mean it's an end to life. And so we say thank you, Lord God. I lift up these families, Lord God, whose loved ones have passed on related to COVID-19. Father God, I'm asking that you will comfort them, Lord God, that you will give them assurance, those that are have died in Jesus, Lord God, that we will see them again, Lord God. Lord, we're asking that you will just bless us, Lord God, that we will get a better understanding and wisdom of what you are allowing to take place in the earth, Lord God. So, Father, I just lift them up, asking that you will comfort, Lord God, comfort, heal, Lord God, even those that are sick, Lord God. We know that you are a healer, Lord God. And you said in your word, yes, when you have the sick among you, to bring them to the elders of the church that we may be able to pray and lay hands on them, Father God. Father God, but even more so, Father God, teach us how to love our bodies, Lord God, and take care of our temples, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us and give us direction, Lord, on how we can even eat healthy, Lord God, to combat these diseases that may be in the earth. So, Father God, we just thank you and we give you praise. Father God, it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Can I get an amen from everybody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Clarence. Go right ahead.
You know, I went to a homeborn service this past week, and there was a gentleman standing across the other side of the church having to see Pastor Terry Wilson. You know, Pastor,
yes,
we never know who we know in common until God reveals that to us, man. So we need to love one another out here, whether you're vaccinated or not. God is first.
Yeah.
God is in charge of this life, this world. He is in charge of everything. This country has created this division, this separation, so they can stay in power. Whether somebody's vaccinated or not, do not hate on them. You love them. You understand them because each and every one of us is different. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for letting me say that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We have a caller in the 424 area code. Call in the 424-644 area code. Are you there? Caller. Please say your name. Call in the 424-644 area code. Are you there? Okay, I see they pressed one, so that means you want to say something. Okay, we'll come back to that caller in a minute. Okay. All right, let's go back to our subject matter. Our subject matter is so deep. It's deep, 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 you guys. Deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the river. And our subject and our topic matter right now is everybody on Facebook Live said amen. Everybody on Instagram said amen. Now, listen, if you want to listen to the show on your phone, your cell phone, your house phone, your office phone, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. If you want to say something to me or anybody on the show, press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Pressing 1 puts you in the queue, so and it puts a question mark by your number so that we can get you on the show so that you can make a statement or ask a question or whatever you want to do. So you could dial 646-787-8064 if you want to get involved in the conversation with us. And Evangelist said amen. Veronica said amen. Rosie said amen. Sarah said amen. Brandy, Monique Lamb. Brandy makes the best cakes in the world. If you haven't had her cakes yet, I got to get her information so I can make sure I get it out to you. Her and Sarah and their cousins, and they both can make the best cakes in the world. Matter of fact, you guys aren't going to believe this. I can't say whose name it is, but somebody has gotten me a wonderful cake, and it's coming in the mail. It's a rum cake. Praise the Lord, okay? The pastor's going to have the rum cake. And I'm looking forward to it, okay?
And
you guys. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, now you know it's something when your cake comes in the mail. You know that is something else. Technology is so advanced now. You can order a cake and get it in the mail. And so it's going to be delicious. It has walnuts or whatever kind of pecans. It has rum in it. It's a rum cake, and I can't wait to eat it. And I'm only going to eat a little bit because, you know, I got to watch my diet.
Okay?
I sure will. I know y'all. I'm going to give whoever wants a piece can have some because I can't eat the whole cake, okay? But I'm going to get some chocolate milk, and I'm going to enjoy that cake. I can't help it. See, this is so serious. Excuse me. I want to get back on our subject matter and our topic as time flies. I'm so happy to have Pastor Wilson on. Something happened at the church, Pastor Wilson, on Saturday. You have a class going on. I'm involved in the class for 4 weeks with you. Tell everybody about the class that's going on at Good News Missionary Baptist Church. And also, too, Melanie Aubrey wanted to shout you out. And Melanie Aubrey wanted to say thank you because you have COVID-19 testing at the church. So give us some information on both of those items. Please take the floor, Pastor Terry Wilson, my pastor.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Jones. We're having at Good News Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 West Vernon Avenue, right on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Vernon. We are having a grief and recovery workshop, a training that is taking place there. We know that there's been so much passing and death that's taken place so much, and we are grieving. Everybody, either directly or indirectly, has been affected by the death that has been taking place in this last 2 years here. And so what we've done at Good News Missionary Baptist Church with the organization that I'm vice president of, Silver Lining of Hope, our president is Pastor E. Winford Bell. Silver Lining of Hope is sponsoring at Good News Grief and Recovery Workshop. We have a lady who is an MSW. She's been state licensed for grief and recovery, and it has been phenomenal with the workshop. We're doing the workshop now at no cost, at no cost. We used to have a charge or well, ask for a donation for the workshop to help to pay for materials and the repast that we have after or during our break. But now we are doing it at no cost. I spoke with the president and asked him, can we please just put this on? So many people are grieving, not just from these last 2 years, but people are grieving from years ago, some things that have happened in childhood, teenage years, and they still have not been able to deal with the grief. This class is phenomenal.
Right.
We have four different points. One of them is understanding grief. Understanding grief. Another one is speaking the language of grief, knowing what to say, when to say it. Sometimes we as spiritual people get off a lot of times telling folks how their loved one is okay now, they with the Lord, and people sometimes they just don't want to hear that my loved one is gone with the Lord. Are they in a better place? And no, my loved one better place was here with me. And so that's one of the topics, speaking the language of grief. And then another topic we have is helping others to regain or reclaim their identity. People that have been so close to us and we've done so much with, that when we lose them or they pass on, then we don't know what to do sometimes with ourselves. What do we do now? You know, we talked every day. We did everything together. So how do we regain our identity? And then the fourth topic is finding resources and support. And so this is a phenomenal class training that takes place at Good News. And so we're doing it for 4 weeks. Next Saturday at 10 a.m. at 2400 West Vernon Avenue at 10 a.m. We're only in there for 2 hours. We're out of there at 12. We're closing up at 12 to leave out. So from 10 to 12 for the next, actually last week was beginning of session one. So we have 3 more weeks. And we will put on a 4th week for those who missed the first session. We will do a extra week for those who missed it. But this is phenomenal. You come on out and get this training. You will never be the same. And then you will be able to help others as well. And we also have the COVID-19 testing. The employee we had there is out of town. And unfortunately had an accident while out of town, so I'm trying to find some money to replace her. But we are doing COVID-19 from 10 to 4 o'clock Monday through Friday. 10 to 4 o'clock Monday through Friday. And this test does detect all of the new variants that are out, and it's the nasal. And it is really, you get your results back within 24 to 48 hours. I've been getting my results back within 24 hours. I've taken the test a couple of times myself, and all of them have been negative, thank the Lord. But we are testing at Good News Missionary Baptist Church for COVID-19. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand for Pastor Terry Wilson sharing that very good, wonderful information for those. Thank you so much.
So much, Pastor Terry Wilson.
You know,
amen.
Great, great, great.
Okay,
great.
Thank you so much.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes,
can
go
I say
right
one more thing, Pastor Eddie? It was good to see
go
Brother
right
Clarence. It was good to see you, Brother Clarence. Under those circumstances, we have to meet outside of those circumstances, but it was good to see you, my brother.
Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now I got to tell you guys, even though we're talking about COVID-19 right now, which is very important, I want to send a big shout-out to what we have coming up is our regular segments of the show. We're going to have the sports report with Cousin V. We're going to find out what happened with the Rams and the Chargers. We're going to have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones this morning, Words of Wisdom. We're going to have poetry with Linda Goldie all the way from Oregon State, the state of Oregon. We're going to have Regulate the Manual with none other than Clarence M. Allen. We're going to have Financial Literacy with Melanie Aubrey, Financial Literacy. We're also going to have Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, with Mental Health and You. And last but not least, we're going to have the one and only Professor Reams with the commentary. So you don't want to go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We talk about the real deal, Holyfield. There are no smoking guns on our show. We're here every single Monday relentlessly. Now, we're going to really quick, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. And I see Melanie in the studio already. We already got you on the show, Melanie. You're already in. Everybody, please say good morning to Melanie Aubrey. Just say, good morning, Melanie Aubrey.
Good morning, Melanie.
Such an honor to have you on. I can't wait for financial literacy because I know we need to hear something about how to regulate our money. Yes. Now, look, should a person that took the shot hate on a person that haven't taken the shot? And should a person that haven't taken the shot be hating on a person that has? That's a new form of racism now, is vaccine hating. I call it vaccine hating. So I don't think that vaccine hating should exist. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it should be, you know, it's terrible. It's just terrible. So, Talana Jones, please take the floor. Tell us, how do you feel about it? Should people hate people because they did take the vaccine? Should people hate people because they didn't take the vaccine? Go right here, Talana.
I'm personally a non-hater myself. So I believe in unconditional love. And if you cannot give what you want to be reciprocated back to you, then, you know, you reap what you sow. That's really all I can say about that. And as far as the vaccine and the hateration and stuff like that, I really do believe that's the racism. The racism has always been there. It's just now a new dynamic to the racism.
Wow. Wow, that's deep. Without further ado, I want to go over to Linda Goldie. Linda, how do you feel about people hating on each other because they did or did not take the vaccine? Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, I agree with what she said. I think there's just no cause for hate. It's really sorry, though, that's the first thing people ask you is, have you had the vaccine? So it kind of puts you on the defensive if you haven't, you know. So you just don't know how to respond to that.
Wow, thank you very much, Linda. Thank you, Linda. That was really important what you just said. Okay, we're going to switch reels for just a moment before we get into our regular segment. For those out there now, I shared with you about vaccine hating. Vaccine hating is real, and it's happening. The minute you tell a person you didn't take the vaccine, oh, well, you can't visit my house then, or you can't see your family member, or you can't see your loved one, or you can't see your kids because you haven't had the vaccine, husband or wife. You know, it's coming to that now. And unfortunately, it really is. Pastor Ramsey, call in Pastor Ramsey. Okay, you know the number is 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you. Now, look, y'all, this is getting out of hand. Folks going to hate on you because you took the vaccine, and then they're going to hate on you because you didn't take the vaccine. Now, you know, and vaccine doesn't have a color, but it does have a color now, a color of hate. And we can allow that hate to turn people against each other, human beings against each other. The government knows what they're doing. I call it a premeditated government conspiracy to separate individuals, period, with a vaccine. And, oh, yeah, by the way, don't forget, even though you took the vaccine, you can still get COVID-19. You can still get it, and you can still give it to somebody because there's so many different variants of it now that you have to have a booster shot. They have booster shots now. So it's so weird. What do? We pray. We pray about it. Pastor Wilson, you haven't gone anywhere. You're still with us, right, Pastor Wilson? Pastor Wilson, you still with us? Okay, maybe did we put Pastor Wilson on hold? Let's see. No, he did not. Okay, anyway. Let's switch reels for just a moment. Our second topic, and don't forget, I'm going to give you the word of the week in just a moment. So get your pen and paper out because I'm going to give you the word of the week. Yes, Vera will be on for health and wellness. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Vera's going to give us our health and wellness. Did I not say that? We got to have health and wellness. We wouldn't be right without health and wellness. You're so right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking forward to health and wellness because I did take my vitamins this morning. I took every one of my vitamins, and my immune system feels good, and I have not taken the shot. And I do wear my mask everywhere I go. I advise you all to wear your mask wherever you go. And please, please, if you haven't taken a shot, love you. And if you have taken a shot, I love you. I love you all. Whether you took the shot or not, I still love you. If y'all think I'm saying the right thing, clap your hands right now. I love you. I love you, whether you took the shot or not.
We love you, too.
I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Where would we be without each other? Just where would we be without each other? Okay, so first of all, our second topic is where were you on 9/11? How did 9/11 affect you? And you remember how it traumatized you. Where were you at on 9/11? What were you doing on 9/11? And how did 9/11 affect you? I'd like to see some feedback on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Please feedback on what I just said. And then on Instagram, please let me know, Felita, Adriana, all you guys, let me know how you feel. Where were you at on 9/11? How did 9/11 affect you? And what were you going through when 9/11 happened? You know, where were you at? So go right ahead and please chime in. And for the people who want to call in to talk about it or make a statement, 646-787-8064 and press 1. Hey, what's up, Cousin Randy? What's up, Randy Lamb? What's up, man? How you feeling, bro? All right. You can hit me up on Instagram, too, at justicejonesjr.eddie. justicejonesjr.eddie on Instagram in case you want to get a clearer picture than you're getting on Facebook. Some people are saying that Facebook is going in and out. Thank you for the hand, Rosie Grace. Appreciate that. Now, let's just talk about that for a minute. Now, 9/11, I remember I was getting ready for work. And then my cell phone and my beeper, because that's 20 years ago, we had beepers. My beeper was going off and my cell phone was going off. And my home phone was going off. And people were asking me, are you watching TV? And I said, no. Turn it on quick. Turn the news on. I said, what channel? They said every channel. Every channel. Turn on every channel. You know, one of my brothers had called me. And then some other folk from the church started calling me. Then some people in my civil rights organization started calling me. And the phone just went ballistic. And the beeper was like, beep, beep. It was beeping forever. And then I turned it on and I saw with my own eyes. And it was so hard to believe. People were walking around with dust all over them. Smoke was everywhere. The airplane was flying towards the Twin Towers. And, I mean, you know, it took me way back. And I thank God we've overcome that. So let's go to none other than Professor Reem. Professor Reem, where were you on 9/11? What were you doing on 9/11, and how did 9/11 affect you?
Well, at the time of 9/11, I was a civil service employee for the city of Los Angeles. And one thing about it with civil servants, we pledged to protect the, just like a protect and serve, and serve the public. We had gotten notification, especially since we were following what was going on when the Bush administration took over versus the Clinton administration. The Clinton administration had provided warnings that Osama bin Laden was going to be planning something like this. So I was a member of the Emergency Preparedness Committee for the Convention Center. And so when it happened, we went on full DEFCON mode, of which we had to figure out what was going to happen, because it was also projected that another plane was headed towards Los Angeles. And had that plane come in, it would have either crashed into the convention center, or it would have crashed into City Hall. So we had to get involved in evacuation mode to get under the city, because part of emergency preparedness is that there are 2 to 3 miles under the city that the mayor and all the councilmen would have to be evacuated to, along with the rest of us, if that were to come. And if they had a bomb in there, then it was going to wipe out millions and cause millions of harm and death to the city of L.A. So we were on preparedness mode for quite some time, and thank goodness the plane didn't show up, you know, especially after what happened with Flight 93. But that is what was happening on the ground, because it was definite that a plane was going to come and hit the city of L.A. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Well, I want to send a shout-out to my buddy on Instagram, Martin Boxing. Martin, what's going on, man? I want to send a shout-out to all my people over at Tesla, where I work at a Tesla. I want to send a big shout-out to all my Tesla friends and employees. You know who you are. You know, I'm just sending you love. And I'm also sending love and, you know, to anybody who has COVID-19 right now. I send love to you. I hope that you heal expeditiously. I hope that you get better real, real, real soon. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we're all going through something. And this is what I call it. I call it COVID-19 Pandemic Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. COVID-19 Pandemic Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome, and it's affecting each and every one of us. I know it's affecting me. Our manager, I want to send a shout out to Roman, our manager. He died from COVID-19 last week. And, you know, it's a very sensitive thing that's happening, and people are sick because of COVID-19. It is killing people. And as I stated to you earlier, so far it's killed 4,600,999 people around the world. So it ain't no joke. But back to our original topic is, where were you on 9/11? What did you do on 9/11, and how did it affect you? How did it affect you? So without further ado, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, how did it affect you? Where were you at on 9/11? Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
Well, I was at work, and I was totally shocked. Then I froze. Then I was worried. And then I saw one plane, then two, then three. And you also asked about the flight numbers. American Airlines was number 11 at 8:46 a.m. United was flight number 175 at 9:03. And American Airlines 77, flight 77 was at 9:36. So, okay, back to you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Where were you on 9/11? What were you doing on 9/11, and how did it affect you? Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes. You know, what's so amazing about what happened on 9/11, I was in my home. I stayed in Hawthorne at the time, and I was sitting at my kitchen table, and the news was on, and just so happened I was watching it as it was happening, you know, and so I thought it was a movie at first because the TV was on mute. And then they showed the second tower got hit, and so I kept the music up, and I believe I was watching CNN. And it was just mind-blowing, unbelievable two of the biggest aircraft going into these towers. And, you know, since then, I've seen this article just recently on the 9/11 incident, Pastor Eddie. And I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy theory, but in it kind of made sense, because when you look at those towers falling straight down, you know, they like imploded. In the documentary, they said that those buildings were wired, and people at the bottom heard these big bangs at the bottom of the buildings. And, you know, when I was in the service, I was aircraft refueler. Nothing burns hotter than aircraft fuel. It has to burn hotter because of the energy it takes to turn those turbines. So it does burn extremely hot. But does it burn hot enough to melt metal like it was? You know, so It's just a lot to take in, a lot to recall. It was just an atrocity, man, that I don't think anybody that seen it, that was living at that time, could ever forget.
Thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. It is now 10:30 a.m. on this ninth month of the year, this 13th day in 2021, as we count down for the month of September. Pretty soon it'll be Christmas time, you guys, so start doing your Christmas shopping. That's all I can say. But look, 9/11 was serious. It was so serious, I tell you. I remember seeing, now they didn't show this on the news a lot till later, but people were jumping out the building, from the top of the building, because the fire was burning and they had nowhere to go, and the human body does not want to get burned to death. So searching for a way to find a way out, and some people could only find a way out by jumping out the window. That's what brought me to tears on 9/11. And so I did take my family. I flew to New York and took my family to Ground Zero right after it happened, when they finally did allow people to come in, and I took my nieces and nephews and family members there. But without further ado, it's time to get into something else right now. We're going to start doing our regular segment of the show. I can't wait to get, we have a Dr. Aretha Franklin with Dr. Aretha Franklin. Dr. Aretha Franklin. Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. I don't know why. I'm still thinking about the Aretha Franklin movie. It was so good. I don't know if y'all haven't seen it yet. Please see it. But we have Dr. Aretha Adams Jones with Mental Health and You. We have Vera Jean Jones with Health and Wellness. We have Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. We have Ms. Linda on with Poetry. We have Clarence and Madeline with Regulate the Manual. We have Melanie Aubrey. Everybody's on the line right now, and everybody is live right now. You're all live. So without further ado, I want to give you the word of the week. The word of the week is preparation. Preparation is the word of the week. Preparation. Write it down. Are you in preparation of what needs to be done if an emergency should take place? Preparation is the word of the week. And I don't know who that is, but I hear a little movement in the back there. I guess they don't know that they're live. But everybody is live. Everyone is live. And without further ado, the scripture of the week. The 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, and it reads, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Again, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, and it reads, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." That is our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week and our word of the week is preparation. Now, without further ado, it's time to go off into our segments of the show. So without further ado, let's go straight to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, let's have some poetry to start it off, and then right after that, we're going to be getting ready for we're going to get to the sports report in just a minute. Let's see, I want to make sure I have Cousin V is in the studio with us now. Yes, yes, yes. So after that, we're going to do the sports report, okay, and then we'll go from there. Without further ado, please, yeah, preparation, Adrian, preparation. Yes, thank you so much, and everybody on Facebook Live, thank you so much. Go take the floor, please. Give us some poetry, Linda. Go right ahead. Oh, wait. What happened to Linda? Wait. Okay, don't go anywhere, Linda. We're going to get you back on right now. There you are. Hey, Linda, how are you? Can
yeah,
you hear me?
I wanted to let you know that the night before 9/11, I wrote a poem called Times of War, and I didn't know what it was about until the next day when I was watching TV and I saw this. And I thought it was one of those Japanese movies, you know, like Godzilla or something like that. I didn't believe what was happening. Anyway,
yes.
Okay. I'll read this one. So many things that cause us grief could lead to sorry disbelief. But if you stop to think and care, God is waiting, still up there. In desperate prayer and agony, Jesus cried like you and me, but then he died to set us free so that the best is yet to be. So many things that fill our cup are bought with pain to fill it up, yet we complain and still disdain to see the blessings that remain. In patience with our present sin, Jesus took it all on him and cautioned us to sin no more because he knew that open door would lead to death forevermore. So many times we must repent for foolishness and time we spent, as well as money with small gain, while ignoring someone's pain. Was Jesus' sacrifice a loss because we want to be the boss, because sometimes we are unkind? No humor in it, he would find.
Well, thank you very much. And now let's give a big hand for Linda Golden.
Excellent.
Great.
Linda Golden.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Linda.
My gosh. That was wonderful, wonderful. That was beautiful, beautiful. Man, that's amazing. Without further ado, it is time for the sports report. Dude, don't worry, we have everybody on. You're gonna get it all today. So please take the floor, Cousin V, all the way out there in Texas, and give us the sports report.
Well, first of all, I want to everyone to say a prayer. It's so sad, and when you go to announce these things, it just breaks your heart and make you want to cry. But a young black family, a couple, mother and father of 7 children, died from COVID. So my heart and my prayers go out for them, and if y'all will do the same. In the NFL, just the news part of sports, NFL, Cam Newton is still not on anybody's radar, but we just pray that God will bless him. Maybe be a commentator on the sports or something, or someone will pick him up. And then in the PGA, they start their new season September 16th through 19th. It will be the Fortinet Champions. It will be in Napa, California, at the Silverado Resort and Spa North. And that purse will be $7 million. So the PGA is in California this week. Also, we want to shout out to L.A. Dodgers pitcher Max Scherzer. He's 3,000 strikeouts. And then the L.A. Dodgers are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. So Randy and Eddie and all you Californians, it's the L.A. Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then in our high school sports, all our teams lost this week, and if anyone wants to hear their team's scores, just put it on Eddie's Facebook Live page so that we know who wants to hear their scores live on sports. So Dibble played Liberty, and they lost 14-7. Next week they will play Livingston. Lufkin Panthers lost to Magnolia West 28-14. Next week they will play Magnolia. Nacogdoches Dragons, they lost to the Tyler Lions 42-32. And next week they will play White House, where Kansas City Chiefs quarterback came from, Patrick Mahomes. And then Dorsey lost to Roosevelt 30-7. And next week they will play San Pedro. And then in college sports, man, that was some good games and some big upsets. But the game of the week next week will be Florida Gators versus Alabama. It's just I'm still choked up from this, the sadness of this COVID. It just does so much to us, and so many lives are being lost. But it'll be Alabama and the Florida Gators. Okay, Coastal Carolina beat Kansas City 49-22. That's, like I said, upset. Alabama did beat Mercer 48-14. Georgia beat UAB 56-7. And that was a big upset. The Oregon Ducks beat Ohio State Buckeyes 35-28. The Oklahoma Sooners, they shut out Western Carolina 76-0. Texas A&M beat Colorado 10-7. Clemson beat South Carolina 49-3. Cincinnati beat Murray State 42-7. And Notre Dame beat Toledo 32-29. And Arizona Christian Firestorm was on a bye. So this week on September 18th, they will be playing Louisiana College at 11 o'clock Arizona time at Arizona. Iowa State beat Iowa State 27-17. Penn State beat Ball State 44-13. The South Florida lost to the Florida Gators 42-20. Stanford beat USC, and that's two California teams. They beat them 42-28. Arkansas Razorbacks upset Texas Longhorns 40-21. Wisconsin beat Eastern Michigan 34-7. Virginia Tech beat Middle Tennessee 35-14. Ole Miss beat out Austin Pay 54-17. BYU beat Utah 26-17. University of Miami Hurricanes, my team, beat Appalachian State by only 2 points, 25-23. Arizona State beat UNLV, which is Las Vegas, 37-10. North Carolina beat Georgia State 59-17. And Auburn shut out Alabama State 62-0. And then we did have the WNBA. It's only 12 teams. They only had three games. The Washington Mystics beat Chicago Sky 79-71. The Indiana Fever lost to Minnesota Lynx 90-80. LA Sparks beat the Seattle Storm 81-53. And then while I'm on that note of basketball, we want to shout out to Marissa Jones. She'll be going to Washington Huskies this next semester. So just shout out to Marissa. She is graduating from high school. And then in the NFL, we open up on Thursday Night Football with Dallas losing to Tampa Bay 31-29. And then on Sunday, we had the season opener. Houston beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-21. That was a good game because we were able to see that one. The L.A. Chargers beat Washington 20-16. Seattle beat Indianapolis 28-16. Carolina Panthers beat the New York Jets 19-14. Cincinnati beat Minnesota 27-24. Arizona Cardinals beat the Tennessee Titans 38-13. San Francisco 49ers beat the Detroit Lions 41-33. Pittsburgh Steelers beat Buffalo Bills 23-16. And then the Eagles and the Falcons were in flight, but the Eagles flew over them 32-6. Kansas City came back and beat Cleveland 33-29. And my New Orleans Saints shut out Green Bay 38-3. New York Giants lost to Denver 27-13. And my Dolphins, even though it's by 1 point, they beat New England 17-16. And the L.A. Rams in Sunday Night Football did beat Chicago 34-14. So there you have it. And then Clarence tonight. The Las Vegas Raiders will play Baltimore Ravens. It could be seen on ESPN and ESPN2 at 7:15 Central Time. And on Thursday night, we will have New York Giants and Washington at 7:20 on the NFL Network. This is my sports report. Y'all have a blessed week.
All right.
Thank you so much for the report.
Wow. Interesting. Now we got to keep it moving and moving on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And without further ado, it's time for Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom with my daughter, Tawana Jones. Tawana, please take the floor and give us Words of Wisdom. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning all again, and thank you, Daddy, and to all our listeners and my co-hosts.
I love you all. I also want to say, too, to add on, I didn't get to say good morning to Pastor Wilson, so God bless you, sir, and thank you for your prayer. Amen and amen again. I also want to share, I do believe that God answers prayer. It's the new GAP, G-A-P, God Answers Prayer. So
all right.
You can ask him.
Okay.
So I
like
want to say, and thank you, Linda, for your love and your poetry. I am a poetry fan forever, so poetry snap again. I want to share my words of wisdom today. Read, dear God. Oh, before I say, this is in honor of grief. I have shared my experiences with grief. I've gone through my share of grief. I do understand, and still a healing process is enduring. It changes you. It helps you grow and become a stronger person in the process. So I pray you guys all enjoy. 1 second, because my phone started beeping, and this is kind of awkward. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Nobody can see you.
Dear God, thank you for ushering me into a new week that has blessings with my name on it. Forgive me for always limiting your power in my life when I continuously settle for the bare minimum. I dedicate this season of my life to you. Let the Lord settle here in this temple. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And without further ado, we're counting down. Right now, we're going to give health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor and give us health and wellness. And right following that, we're going to go right into Melanie Aubrey with financial literacy. Then we're going to have Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known, with mental health and youth. So go right ahead. Take the floor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening in to Health and Wellness again. And this is a disclaimer. This is for information only. And it's up to you to do your research. I enjoy sharing, so sharing is definitely caring. But today I want to share a couple of things to boost your immune health. So get your pen and your paper out. And this is dedicated to the young lady I guess you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that she has COVID at this time. She has a loss of smell. So I just want to mention a couple of things she could try. So try using some fresh herbs from your garden if you can. And also try using essential oils. I would say use eucalyptus, peppermint, orange, clove, and lemon. And for the immune system, take some black seed, either the seeds itself or the liquid. And try smelling coffee, and then eat different types of food with flavor. And some of the things I wanted to mention today would be of herbs. Herbs are as natural as breathing, and as natural as drinking water, and also as natural as exercise. And with the herbs, we use the roots, the flowers, or the stems. And herbs assist in feeding and nourishing and supporting our body. And everything is not for everyone, so as I mentioned earlier, do your own research. But listen to your body, because it definitely speaks to you. Do you feel your stomach growling? Do you feel any aches or pain? Do you have swelling or tingling, or do you feel bloated, or do you feel gassy? I just want to mention a couple of herbs, because I won't be able to go through all of them. But to speak about the black seed itself, it's great for a person that has a lot of gas. If you have digestive issues, respiratory issues, or like the flu, it's also great for weight loss, and it helps balance your blood sugar. Dandelion, is one to lower your blood sugar as well, and it will help with a weak liver or cleanse the blood. Elderberry, this is an antibacterial and it's good for the cold, infection, and the virus. Try eucalyptus as well because that is great for the sinus and cold. Astragalus is an immune booster and it's great for those that have a lot of swelling with anti-inflammatory with their legs. How about St. John's wort? It is great for depression. So you can either make these items into a tea. And if you're having any type of problem with sore throat or cold or flu, try echinacea. You can use the leaf or the root. And last but not least, these two will probably benefit you just as well, which is the golden seal root. So it has anti-inflammatory, and it's great for sinus infection and indigestion. Ginger root, which will help lower your blood sugar, and it helps with arthritis and nausea. And ginseng, it will strengthen your immune system, and it is also great for erectile dysfunction and will regulate your blood sugar. And that, due to timing, I will cut it and give it right to Eddie. Amen.
All right, let's give it up for Vera.
All right, Vera.
Dr. Granny V.
Thank you so much. Right, thank you so much. Wow. Wow. We need our sports report, that's for sure. And we need our health and wellness, and we need everything that we get on the show. It's all stuff that we need. So without further ado, I want to go to Melanie Aubrey with Financial Literacy. Melanie, please take the floor and give us Financial Literacy.
Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, and thank you for everyone who has been sharing. Good morning to all the co-hosts and those watching, listening in and watching. I just wanted to, I'm going to try to be as brief as I can. I did highlight points because, as we know, I'm long-winded. But this is so important. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. And so you ask yourself, why be aware? Some things are just too important to ignore. We've been talking about death and COVID and how it's affecting all of us and so many people, and it's continuing. So that's the whole truth. The truth is that whether it's COVID, whether it's some other condition in our bodies, that we all are going to leave this earth 100%. And so it's about being prepared for that. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, it's really for the living. It's for those that you leave behind, and it's for showing love and showing responsibility. And so it's your final love letter to your family. And so in order for them to maintain the lifestyle that they currently have, you know, you need to, you know, we should have about 8 to 10 times our annual income. That's being properly protected. And, you know, a lot of times we'll get smaller policies, but they really may not cover all that's needed. And so what else I want to talk about is the fact that insurance companies have not caught up with COVID yet. So in other words, they're not asking, have you had COVID? They're not asking, are you vaccinated or not? They just, right now is the best time. If you're considering getting some insurance, this is the time to get in and get the most coverage that you can. And newer policies have what's called living benefits. So that's something that older policies 10, 20 years ago, most of our, you know, community aren't really aware of living benefits policies that pay you in upwards of 90% of a face amount if you have a heart attack, a stroke, if you have COVID or some kind of disability that allows you, causes you not to be able to do what they call the 2 out of 6 daily living activities. And so if you have a $100,000 policy, that means you get $90,000. $200,000 will give you $100,000. And if you have a $500 policy, you could have $400,000 in cash, well, cash, you'll cash it, given to you and for living, for getting medicines, for getting those healthy foods and herbs that will keep you alive, for paying bills, and that means no GoFundMe paid, no children on the brayer holding up a sign asking for money, no fish fries, and God bless all of us, because we've had to all go through that, or we know someone who's done that. So again, some people think that life insurance is too expensive, but I believe that it costs too much for the family, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, when there is no life insurance. So I just wanted to say, as I do each week, that I offer the book, How Money Works, Stop Being a Sucker. There's a whole chapter in that book on life insurance that breaks it down, you know, it breaks it down thoroughly and easy to understand. But it is a best-selling book. You can get in contact with me if you want a complimentary copy, or if you'd like to attend a complimentary masterclass coming up on Wednesday, just reach out to me. I will give you the information. Thank you for those who reached out from last Monday. But my number is 323-388-7158. And please give me a call, and I'll make sure I get that information to you. In the meantime, everyone, stay healthy, stay blessed, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Your number again.
Financial literacy. Phone number one more time. The number again.
Yes, it's area code 323-388-7158.
Amen. Amen. Without further ado, thank you so much for financial literacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, without further ado, it's time for Mental Health in You with Aretha Adams-Jones. Please take the floor. How you doing, Aretha?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Pastor Eddie. How are you doing? Happy Monday to you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, let's give a big hand for Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
Dr. Aretha.
Good morning.
Hey, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning. How about you all?
Good morning.
And so, good morning. So, once again, I came across an awesome article in Psychology Today, and you should check it out sometime. I'm going to do half of it today, and I'll do the other half next week in interest of time. But it's the first 5 of 10 self-esteem tips. Oftentimes, we're really hard on ourselves, and our esteem is affected for whatever reason. So Psychology Today put out this really cool article on self-esteem tips. And so the first one is to silence the bully within. Sometimes we have to, you know, there's an inner voice that sometimes, you know, puts us down, tells us we're not enough, tells us that we can't do it. We have to silence the bully within, which takes us to the second tip, which says that we should use positive affirmations. You know, when we have this bully that comes up in our, you know, the inner voice that tells us that we can't do it, we should use positive affirmations, and we need to be specific and realistic and honest and just positive. You know, this will be a great day, or I can do this, or, you know, it's going to be a favorable outcome at the doctor. But we have to use positive affirmations. The third is to be your own cheerleader. Sometimes you may not be encouraged by others. Sometimes you may not get a pat on the back from other people, but you have to be your own cheerleader. Okay, number four, let go. Let go of all the negativity. Negativity weighs you down. It weighs you down. Stay positive and get rid of that negativity. And then you want the fifth one, last one for today, is to surround yourself with loving relationships. Surround yourself with loving, positive people. And research shows that surrounding yourself with, you know, with other people that are positive and loving, it's good for our physical health. And just remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Dr. Aretha.
Well, thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Dr. Aretha. Give a big hand.
Man.
Give a big hand.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. You know, people, okay, we're going to go over a little bit today. We're normally over at 11, but we definitely have to get in Clarence and Malin with Regulate the Manual, and we definitely have to get in the commentary with Professor Reams. So don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And every bit of our show today has been phenomenally wonderful, and we are so grateful for everything. I want to send a shout-out to Pastor Taylor right now. Pastor Taylor, we're shouting you out along with First Lady Felita Wiltz. God bless you guys. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Clarence M. Allen, give us Regulate the Manual or the Haunted Soul Brothers.
Racism is usually described as views, practices, and actions reflecting with the belief that humanity is separated into distinct biological groups called races, and that members of a certain race share certain attributes that make that race or group as a whole more or less desirable and superior or inferior toward the other race. The exact definition of racism is controversial, both because there's little scholarly agreement on the meaning of the concept of race, and also because of the agreement of what does and doesn't constitute as discrimination. Racial discrimination has been described as a form of racism based on an ethnic or cultural basis, whether intentional or unintentional. Racism has become symbolic in stereotypes, and they also form the institutional form of discrimination. According to the United Nations Convention, there is no distinction between racial discrimination and ethnical discrimination, and superiority based on racial differences is scientifically false, morally condemnable, socially unjust, and dangerous. There is no justification for racial discrimination in theory or practice anywhere. In politics, racism is commonly located on the far right due to the far-right common association with nepotism and xenophobia. Throughout history, racism has been a major player of the political and ideological foundations of genocides such as the Holocaust, the European conquest of the Americas, and the colonization in Africa, Asia, and Australia. It was the driving force behind the transatlantic slave trade, along with the racial segregation in the United States in the 19th century and early 20th century, with the South Africa under apartheid. You can only get this information in the Haunted Soul Brother, and this is from the Monsters of Racism. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, thank you so much.
There he is.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Regulator.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Regulator, and thank you to Aretha Adams Jones, everybody on the show. I want to thank all of you guys. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show would be nothing without each and every one of you and each and every one of your segments that are educational, that are knowledgeable, that are uplifting, that give out pertinent, wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic information on the things that are going on right now. That's why I based my show off of Marvin Gaye's song, which is applicable to what we're going through right now, and it's called What's Going On? And that is the question, what's going on? The COVID-19, the Delta variant, all the stuff going on, it's just a whole lot for us. Somebody said we should extend our show to 3 hours. It's been suggested. So whatever you guys want, that's what you're going to get. We want to give the public exactly what they want. And this show is heard around the United States. Oh, somebody said popping on real quick. So let's see. A caller in the 678-353 area code. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
You know what? This is Annette Davis Jackson. And let me tell you, everybody has been phenomenal on the Pastor Eddie Jones radio show. And what I want to say today is freedom costs, all right? Freedom costs. You have to put your money on it, right? So it's not enough for us to say all the things that we're going to say. The lady with the insurance, guess what? A lot of people don't have insurance because they don't have the money for it. But I don't want to make a charge to everybody. Is we have to develop a fund for those that don't have the insurance monies and everything. Let's be able to pay for it. Because there is a pay-to-play principle in the United States of America, right? We need to learn the systems. We need to learn the systems, right? We can't blame anybody for 50 years or 100 years down the road. Let's learn the systems, right? And let's learn how to pay to play, all right? We have to have our money where our mouth is. If people don't have the money, let's find out where they can get the money. Perfect thing. Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Shopping Center. We don't know what happened with that. But my father was in real estate and he's passed away. Here's the thing. We have to learn how to get the money to pay, to play. That's what freedom is. We have to learn how to, what high finance is, right? So that we can have a skyscraper in the black community. We don't have skyscrapers in the black community all across the country. So it's one thing to say what we can do. It's another thing to develop the fund with billions of dollars, okay, so that we can orchestrate all the things that we're talking about. And I love this show.
Oh, thank you so much, Annette Jackson. Thank you so much, Annette Jackson.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna have you back on next week so we can continue the topic of pay to play, because a lot of people need to elaborate and learn from pay to play, because that is going on in America. But without further ado, and we're so glad that you came on, Annette, don't go anywhere. It's time for the commentary on our show with none other than the wonderful, phenomenal Professor Reams. Please take the floor, give us the commentary, and right after the commentary, I want to make one more announcement where President Biden is going to be at today, along with Governor Newsom. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And actually, the commentary deals with the celebration of the show and its format. Once again, you have managed to provide us with a brilliant, brilliant topic that we were talking about when the show began. So first of all, Pastor Jones, thank you so much for having a wonderful format where we can share our opinions, be positive about it, but do it in love and also show the love of the Lord that we've all have been showing throughout our whole time with the show. I also want to thank my fellow co-producers and co-hosts, Clarence Allen, the regulator, our prophet, once again, the Haunted Soul Brother, excellent. Dr. Granny V, yes, thank you. I have my vitamins and all, as well as the things that I'm taking. So thank you for sharing the immune system and what can be done, especially if you have COVID. Woohoo! Dr. Granny V. And so Talana, once again, knocked it out of the woods with Gap and the words of wisdom. So God answers prayers, and that is fantastic. With Cousin V, great hearing the sports commentary. It is always wonderful to see what's going on, but also to thank you for the work that you're doing in healthcare. It is a hard road having a family member doing the same thing. My prayers are always with you and your patients. So Melanie Aubrey, great hearing from you with Kingdom Citizens, and we've already checked our life insurance, so we're at least you can check me off as having done the right thing. And to Dr. Aretha, thank you so much for the five things that you shared, especially being around positive people and also having cheerleaders, because that's the epitome of what the show is that we should make sure that we're positive, that we have affirmations, and that we try to dispel any sort of negativity. And to Linda Moody, I got my hug. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful poem that you provided with us. To our poet, Laureate, for the grace that you provide us, because you changed the tone of the show when we hear one of your poems, and so I get my hug. To Pastor Terry Herbert, thank you so much, and the wonderful work that you're doing with the Good News Ministry Church, Baptist Church, and dealing with grief, dealing with recovery, and also with the resources, and it's good. And thank you again, Annette Davis Jackson, for coming in, dealing with the pay for play and the freedom cost. Always, always phenomenal to come in with all the great things that you're doing. So, folks, here we are. We're at the end of the not a celebration, but the review of what's been going on for 20 years of 9/11. That was our first topic, and that was our second topic. But then we talked about the vaccines and what I'm calling vaccineism and racism. But those are the things that Brother Clarence Allen mentioned are the monsters that are dealing with the monsters of racism. It's the hate, the fear, power, and then, of course, separating us, because even though we are supposedly of different races, there's only one race, and that's the human race. And so when we take a look at this, we've asked the question, should we be hating each other? Absolutely not. I mean, it has no reason, no bearing. The thing that we need to be doing is getting together, having a plan to just beating COVID together, because when we work together, we resolve things. And even with that, with Annette Davis Jackson showing up, how do we play the game for pay for play, we also need to come up with a different game plan, especially of the sports report, on how to address the issues of COVID, because bottom line, at the end of the day, people are dying. And, you know, and I would like to reduce Pastor Terry Wilson's load, but thank goodness he has dealing with grief. He has dealing with identity and all the things that are doing, but he shouldn't have to if we're doing what we're supposed to do and if we're working together to resolve this issue. 9/11 reminds us of what we did at when we were hit with those two planes, and then we had to put on restrictions. There wasn't people didn't bat an eye to not bring in water bottles, to check their shoes, and to go through the security that was there at the airports, because we wanted everyone to be safe so that when they boarded a plane, they were going to meet their loved ones on the other side when they landed. And so that sort of selfless act is what we're coming from. But as folks have mentioned, we're in a new day where right is wrong is right, and we're not caring about each other, because as we've mentioned before, even if you get the vaccine, you could still test positive. Even if you don't have the vaccine, you could test negative. So if everyone is tested negative, whether they have the vaccine or not, that helps us all to win against COVID. So we need to reprioritize ourselves, deal with what the issues are going on, and come together to come up with how do we whip COVID as opposed to beating up ourselves. So in doing that, this show has reminded us of what it took to resolve an issue, an immediate issue. Pastor Jones, you reminded us of the flight where they did that selfish act, and that was Flight 93. And the quote from Todd Beamer was, "Are you ready? Let's roll." So I am challenging everyone. We have the same sort of emergency that's in front of us. We have the same sort of issues, and we have beaten it before, because that's why we're here, why we had a low amount of infection even before the vaccine. So everyone, I am pleading with you, and I'm also saying this. If we're all here under the guise of the Lord, and if we know and love him and we trust him, the only thing that we have to say is this. Are you all ready? Because let's roll.
Wow.
And that's my commentary.
All right. Let's give it up for the commentary.
Thank you, Professor Wayne. Up the chain.
Great job, Professor Wayne.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful, Professor Ings. That was beautiful. I want to give a shout out to Sheila Timberlake. She said she just lost her cousin from COVID-19. So let's everybody say God bless you, Sheila Timberlake, because she's on the line on Instagram right now, sending up hearts.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sheila. We love you, Sheila. And anybody out there who has lost a loved one to COVID-19 or the Delta variant, we send love to you right now. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We went over. We probably will have to extend our show to 3 hours because we got so much good pertinent information to get out to the people. I want to shout out Zola out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for joining in. I want to shout out Terry Patterson. Thank you, Terry, for joining the show. I want to shout out everybody on Facebook Live, and I want to shout out everybody on Instagram. Remember, you can catch me on Instagram at justicejonesjr.eddie. JusticeJonesJr.Eddie. So we're going to try to, you know, use these facilities like Instagram Live and Facebook Live at the same time. And pretty soon I'm going to go to Zoom, so then you can see all the co-hosts. You'll be able to see everybody. That's right. And we'll be on Zoom. We'll be on Instagram and Facebook Live, all three of them at the same time. That's what technology and artificial intelligence can do for you these days. Well, without further ado, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give you this real tip again. If you want to see Biden today, you want to see President Biden and Governor Newsom today, all you got to do is go to 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California. 4901, write it down, 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California, 90808. Okay. And also too, Sarah Stevens, who is running for governor, will be there with her group. And it's called the Welcoming Committee. They're going to, you know, when they say Welcoming Committee, they don't literally mean welcome. they're going to do some things to, they're going to be cheering off Newsom. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to welcome him with open arms, okay? So we're going to have to deal with that. They're against him. They're against him, period. So they don't want to see Governor Newsom do another term. But then there's going to be a lot of the people there that do want him. So all the elected officials are going to be there. The mayor of the city of Long Beach will be there. Everybody's going to be there. I'm going to be there. The good Lord say so. So come on down and let me give you the time one more time. The time. Hold on. Let me see. The time. Okay. So today that starts at 4:30 p.m. Okay. So you might want to get there a little bit early because parking is going to be hard to find. You're going to have to go through certain barriers to get to a certain area where you can only walk and you can't drive for security reasons. So if you want to get there, it's September the 13th today. It starts at 4:30 p.m. at 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California. That's where President Joe Biden is going to be. And, of course, Kamala Harris will probably be there too. And all the other Maxine Waters and whoever, they're all going to be there. And they'll be there to you know, root on Governor Newsom to stay in his seat. So if you want to be there, here's your opportunity. To you guys out there everywhere, I love you so much. Remember, I always say, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come and that either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And with that being said, it's such a wonderful time. I can't wait to get back with you guys next Monday. I love you all. Remember, I love you if you have COVID-19 and you have the shot or not. I still love you. Whether you took the shot or not, I love you. Let's stop the hating on people whether they took the shot or not. And don't forget, 9/11, let's hold it up in our prayers that people are still healing from post-traumatic stress syndrome from 9/11. So we send our love to you. So here's the question, you guys. Out of all the stuff, the main question that we always ask is, what's going on? I don't own the rights to this music, but I love this music and I love this song. It's the theme of our show, What's Going On with Marvin Gaye. Amen.
Hey,
so,
hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs.